Good morning, everyone. 欢迎收听八点英语 New Idea, New Day. 我是 Zoe. 最近去看了黄渤主演的电影《被光抓走的人》。So, what is the story about? A mysterious streak of light makes many couples disappear. Some media say it was probably because these people are in true love. But what about those couples that were left? They start to question their relationships.
某天一道神秘的光让很多人消失了，后来大家发现这些被带走的都是一对一对的情侣或者夫妻，再后来开始传闻这些被带走的人都是真爱，而留下来的就开始质疑他们的爱情了。相处多年的古文学夫妻觉得爱情变成了亲情，还质疑彼此是否出轨。劈腿劈了小三小四小五的李楠老公最后似乎谁也不爱，热恋中的刘佳一逼着男朋友用生命证明真爱，等等等等。
So, what is true love? And how does love develop? This is a question that is so hard to explain for most of us. But in 1986, psychologist Robert Sternberg developed a theory that is called the triangular theory of love. He said that love is like a triangle that covers three elements.Intimacy, passion, and commitment.
耶鲁大学社会心理学家 Robert Sternberg 在1986年提出了一个爱情三角理论。
He said the top vertex of the triangle is intimacy.
三角形的顶端是亲密。
It refers to the feeling of attachment and closeness that can occur in a relationship. The left-hand vertex of the triangle is passion.Which refers to the drives that lead to romance and physical attraction. The right-hand vertex of the triangle is commitment. Robert said this element is vital because in the long term, it is commitment that maintains the love.
这个三角形理论包含了亲密、激情和承诺。亲密是温暖的，伴侣之间觉得很亲近，没有隔阂。激情是火热的。个人外表和内在的魅力是影响激情的重要因素，而承诺是冷静的，是决定你们的关系能不能长久的关键因素。Robert 又根据这三个因素总结出了七种不同类型，不一定都是真爱的爱情。
And the first type is liking,
喜欢式爱情,
which only includes intimacy. This type of love could also be friendship.And the second type is infatuated love.
迷恋式爱情 infatuated.
It happens only when passion is present. It is normally love at first sight and is highly bounded by carnal desires and nothing else.
这种关系里只有激情。就像黄渤饰演的武文学以为自己喜欢上了年轻的女老师，临门刹车才发觉自己对她只有空幻想的激情。
And the third type is empty love,
空洞式的爱情,
which only has commitment but does not share intimacy and passion. For example, arranged marriages.
这种关系里只有承诺但没有激情和亲密，就像很多包办婚姻，但也很有可能是一段长期真正爱情的起点。
And the fourth type is romantic love. It is a combination of intimacy and passion.Partners are physically drawn to each other and also bonded emotionally. The only thing is, commitment is never discussed.
这种关系有亲密关系，也有激情体验，但唯独没有承诺。崇尚过程，不在乎结果。就像影片里李楠的老公出轨了很多个人，却没有想和任何一个结婚。李楠说，他爱所有人，也所有人都不爱。
And the next type is companionate love.
伴侣式爱情。
This style is the combination of intimacy and commitment. An example would be a long-term marriage in which physical attraction has died down.
就像有很多老夫老妻，有亲密感和承诺，但少了一些激情。
And the next type is fatuous love.
愚蠢式爱情 ,fatuous.
It is the combination of passion and commitment,But without intimacy, Robert said these relationships normally do not last a year because intimacy takes time to develop, and this is a dangerous one since it can lead to divorce.
这种关系里只有激情和承诺，却没有要靠长时间相处才能积累的亲密感。就像很多为了炒作或者其他一些什么原因而短暂在一起的明星情侣，很快结婚又很快离婚。
And finally, the last type is complete love.
完美式爱情。
Of course, it has all of the three elements, intimacy, passion, and commitment. It is the goal for most people in relationships.
最后终于到完美式爱情了，它同时具备了三个要素，激情、承诺和亲密。在 Robert 看来，这种关系就是真爱。其实电影最后，黄渤演的武文学和他的老婆默默地一起在切菜，很平淡、很温暖的样子，让我相信他们就是真爱。有亲密，有看似不多的激情，但其实都很在意彼此，然后当然也有承诺。所以那道光其实证明不了爱情，只有身处其中的人才能真正的感知到自己是否爱别人以及是否被爱。你们觉得呢？欢迎留言和我分享哦。节目全文可以关注微信公众号 Zoe 八点英语，回复被光抓走的人即可。新的一天又开始啦，加油！